Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Dr. Will Durant's monumental literary work, The Story of Civilization, has wielded an enormous influence in the field of history and philosophy. In addition to the 10 volumes of that work, Dr. Durant wrote other scholarly books, including Mansions of Philosophy, The Story of Philosophy, and Transition, A Sentimental Story of One Mind and One Era. This last book, Transition, tells of Durant's transition from believing in Christ to his becoming an atheist. His book includes these words about Jesus Christ: "What stones we should have been, not to be touched to the depths of our hearts by this noblest story ever told, this finest flower that has ever blossomed in the jungle of the human soul, this magnificent symbol of genius crucified for daring to redeem mankind. I thrill yet at the mention of his name, and hunger yet for the ideal life he wished mankind to live. If to love and to hear him gladly is to become a Christian, then, skeptic and pagan though I be, I am a Christian too, and Christ is still my God." Pages 21 and 22. Will Durant had planned originally to become a Roman Catholic priest, but could not harmonize his view of Christianity with Darwin's theory of organic evolution. He turned from faith in Christ and in the Bible to unbelief. As you can understand from the paragraph about Christ I have just read to you, Dr. Durant still had great respect for Christ, but he could not accept the incarnation, the virgin birth, the miracles Jesus performed, and many other features of New Testament Christianity. But was he really an enemy of the cross of Christ? Jesus himself provides the answer. "He who is not with me is against me, and he who gathers not with me scatters abroad." Matthew 12:30. I do not know how Will Durant would have answered the question, "Are you an enemy of the cross of Christ?" But we know he was an enemy of the cross. No one can be an atheist without being an enemy of the cross. The atheist claims to know that God does not exist. He pretends to have examined all the evidence in the universe and to have come to the conclusion, "I know God does not exist." How could anyone who denies the very basis of Christianity not be an enemy of the cross? Jesus Christ and his apostles built the church on the truth of God's existence. The teaching of Jesus would make no sense if God did not exist. Over and over, he claimed to be doing the will of God. He told his disciples, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work." John 4:34. "I must work the works of him who sent me, while it is yet day. The night comes when no man can work." John 9:4. On one occasion, the Jews challenged Jesus because he had healed an impotent man on the Sabbath. Our Lord said to them, "My Father works hitherto, and I work." John 5:17. The Jews were very angry and accused him of making himself equal with God. Our Lord responded to the Jews, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also the Son does likewise." John 5:18 and 19. If Jesus were not equal with God, as he taught on this occasion and on many others, how could he even be a good man? Good men do not go around pretending to be God when they know in their heart of hearts that they are not. Durant's denying the existence of God places him in opposition to the Son of God. Whatever his pretensions of love and respect for Christ are empty, since he denies the very essence of New Testament Christianity. Thank you, and may God bless you.